We are back live from San Francisco. Remember, you can see all the highlights from the fun here at sfo.jbonair.com. And things are getting a little spin crazy here, and I'm with the ping pong expert, Dana. Can I call you that? Are you the ping pong expert here?
Sure, I'll take that, Adley. Yeah.
We're at a place called Spin, and basically, yeah, it's a place for you can just come here and play ping pong, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And now it's quite busy here tonight, but you've got how many tables in here, and you can accommodate quite a lot of people?
We can. Our capacity, actually, full capacity is for about 500 people. We do larger events where we'll do on a flow throughout the day, like many more people than that. We have 18 tables total. Three of them are in our VIP room, which is called...
That's what we're in right now. You got me
yes,
the VIP.
You are, yes, yes. You made the cuts. You definitely made the cuts. Three of the tables are in what we call Marty's room. Marty's room is the VIP room. So three in there. We have a brand new patio, which we just had a big media release for last week. And there are currently two tables on the patio. And then the rest are inside. There are two bars and two levels actually in this spin. It's interesting because most spin locations are subterranean. They're actually in a basement, which is where the original one in New York was. But I believe Seattle and San Francisco are the only two that are above ground, like above street level.
Well, let's talk about the celebrity interest that has taken Spin by storm too.
So I was fortunate enough to do, I'm the assistant general manager, and I was fortunate enough to...
Pong master extraordinaire.
Yes, that's right. They actually sent me to the Philadelphia location to do my training, and they had just come off of a big media party for M. Night Shyamalan, and there were a lot of attendees to that party, and we definitely have, the Warriors have come here, like lots of sports teams have come out.
Have the Raptors been here? I understand they were...
That's kind of sore. I wouldn't really bring that up yet, but no, it was...
Canada. Everybody.
Well, there was definitely, there is, of course, a Spin location in Canada. There is Spin Toronto. So it was interesting, of course, that was going on there. And then, the whole Warriors unfortunate defeat was going on.
Let's change this subject. Continue on with your story.
So definitely. I mean, of course, there is a big celebrity sort of affiliation. Susan Sarandon was one of the original biggest names in association with the company for sure when it got off its feet.
Listen to you name dropping. Okay, so, but there's also some professionals here that the general public can sort of take on, right? Challenge them.
Yeah. So each spin has. I guess it varies from spin to spin, but we have four professional ping pong pros on our staff, and they are used in a variety of ways. For private events, you can book them. You can book them for lessons. Occasionally, we just do events in-house where we have a pro just on site, and so then anyone can kind of challenge them. They come in and do exhibition games. But the biggest utilization of the pros is for Players Night, which we are just in the middle of right now, actually. So every Friday night at every spin location from 10 p.m. to midnight is what we call Players Night. We clear the center court, except for one exhibition table, and it's open to the public. If you're already here playing on a table, you can participate. If you just come in for Players Night, you can participate. Basically, the pros do relay races, and they do an exhibition game amongst themselves, and then they play the winner of the relay races, then they play with. So it's super interactive, give away drinks, food, things like that, play games. It's really fun, and there's a live DJ at the same time.
Or you do what I do, is you just take over the VIP room, and you get the staff in here to teach you how to play.
Totally, yeah, and I was glad that worked out. It's ping pong is just, it's just super fun, and even if you haven't ever played, or maybe you only remember playing as a kid, kind of pick it up.
And I hadn't, and that's what I thought, and I was asking, I said, is it like tennis? Because that's sort of what it looks like. It's just tennis, but on a smaller scale, and the rules are very similar anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really hard. It's actually quite easy now that I've done it.
There's just something about it, and it's like, honestly, and it's like really good exercise too. Yeah. Like it's a good workout for your core, mm-hmm. like absolutely. But it's also conducive to, all our food is kind of meant to be kind of like, you can hold it in one hand and a racket in the other hand. It's like conducive to playing and eating and drinking at the same time.
Tell me about this drink. Okay, yeah. It burned my mouth in a good way, though.
Oh, did you like it?
I did. I might have another one. But anyway, go. Okay.
Yeah. So actually, that was part of. We just released our summer 2019 cocktails. We're featuring a new seasonal Moscow Mule. So we change our mule pretty consistently with the season. And they're actually my drinks. I'm the AGM, but I'm the bar manager as well. So the three drinks are actually some of my own creations.
And the Pong Master Extraordinaire. I just
Thank
keep forgetting.
Yes, I
get you a name tag.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That drink is one of my favorites, and it's called the Queen Bee. And we make the passion fruit habanero, which is what burns you in a good way. The passion fruit habanero syrup we make in house, and it's a great tequila-based drink with. Gefahr Pamplemousse, which is a grapefruit flavor liqueur, Lillet Blanc, and Casamigos tequila, and then the house-made syrup. So it gives you like a, you know, it's the passion fruit is really tart, but then the habanero is really hot. So it's this like great combo of the two. I love it.
And it spoke my name, the Queen Bee, because that is who I am in the house. You're hearing that, Charles, aren't you? Okay, so where can people get more? Corporate events as well. People can come here for corporate events.
Absolutely. So we are really fortunate. In San Francisco, where this location is right across the street from Moscone Center, which is a massive convention center. So we have an absolute rock star sales team. They are just completely fantastic. Lisa Diamond is our director of sales. And we of course do a lot of tech events and things like that. But you can rent out this venue in a variety of different ways, like full buyouts, which is of course like the entire place, the whole table, everything. Then we have, smaller, a few table for social parties. You can just rent out the patio, different combinations of things, different food and beverage packages. You can have a pro come in for that. So we do definitely quite a bit of private events revenue for sure.
Okay, so where can people get more information if they want to do that?
Best is, of course, our website. So it's www.wearespin.com. That will bring you, that's obviously all of our locations come right up. And so you just select which city you're interested in going to that spin, and all the information is right there for you.
So if you can't get to Toronto, mm-hmm. you can,
I would say.
It'll do.
SF is the best. The original Spin is Spin New York, and they just opened actually their second location in New York. So now there's two locations in New York City.
Okay, and so we've got some pictures from my visit here, and me rocking tail. Got to tell you, I was doing much better before you came in the room and started taking pictures of me. But so we've got them on our website again. It's sfo.jbonair.com. Should we play another round, or what should we do? Yeah.
I think we should have another round of drinks.
You're my girl. All right. Thanks so much for having us. It's been great.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming.